up live. And you can take control of the airwaves here as we are entering into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Mark is out for about a week. Daryl, thanks for coming in here tonight.
Anytime.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. On there, you will get a newspaper. You will get access to Daryl's posts that he makes, stories that he writes. Also, in addition to that, you can get books that Daryl has both written and published for other people, including yes. Voluntary Islam, which is one of my favorites from the site. And I've read a few of them because you were kind enough to send me some while I was in jail.
And one of the times you were in jail, I sent you several books.
And so go to fpp.cc. You can grab more of Daryl in written form. And then also fppradio.com is where you can get Daryl's several audio offerings, including
yes.
what?
Including the daily 5-minute newscast, FPP Radio News, mm-hmm. the weekly podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, that airs live every Sunday afternoon, and also the Freedom Minute, which is a weekly 5-minute news/commentary podcast, and the Police Accountability Report.
All of it free at fppradio.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun as we launch here into the second hour. We've got Dave in Vegas on the amp lines. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. I wanted to comment on the call earlier where the guy called in kind of going from civil disobedience to Timothy McVeigh. And kind of what's dangerous there is, well, first of all, you know, people that do instances of civil disobedience are basically, you know, people that don't want to hurt anybody, and they're doing that, you know, as a way to protest the government or whatever, and that's how they're exercising, you know, I'll say their freedom to an extent, instead of doing other things. So I think it's a good thing that, you know, people do nonviolent things that don't hurt anybody, because it gets to a point where you have to do something, where you're just going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, it's fine, you know, police do whatever and things like that happen, you know, what happens with the government and people stand up. However, you know, what he was saying is kind of what our federal government is doing now, where they're looking at people that stand up for liberty and freedom, and they're saying, oh, those people are terrorists. You know, so it's almost like, to me, I look at that as kind of a dangerous thought for somebody to talk about civil disobedience and in the same sentence say, oh, yeah, that leads to this.
Well,
because that's what our federal government is thinking.
Yeah, I can see why he would think that, though, although it is, I think, for the most part, mistaken for some of the reasons you're pointing out here. Generally, people who are doing civil disobedience are doing that in a protest and in a very peaceful manner. However, there certainly could be incidents of civil disobedience that, through police involvement and angry activists, could escalate into an incident of violence. And we didn't see that happen with some of the civil disobedience that went on, for instance, during Derek J's victimless crime spree, which our listeners can go and check out for free. You can watch an hour and a half long feature-length documentary about some of the civil disobedience that happened here in 2011 here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this radio show from. But there was an incident which had some real negative overtones to it because of the anger in the activists that during the incident of civil disobedience. So there was this dance party that Derek J was throwing at Central Square here in Keene. It was very quietly being held. It wasn't disrupting anyone. But the cops came out anyway just to screw with people, and they made claims that it was disruptive, etc. And as they were arresting Derek J, he was kind of coming from a place of anger at the police, and the people who are around him, many of whom were inebriated, which doesn't help when it comes to showing love to your oppressor, were also kind of angry and yelling. And there wasn't violence on the part of the activists. They did not get violent. The cops did escalate to violence. They used pepper spray against Derek J. And then there was another example that followed that later, like a week later. Derek was arrested again for smoking cannabis in that very same park. And he knew there was a difference that he needed to make the difference because he knew he was really upset the first time around and he needed to focus on being peaceful. And he did that in the second event, and it totally changed the tone. It totally changed how the police handled him. He still got arrested, but he wasn't violently arrested when he remained peaceful and he was singing right up until the point of and during his arrest, and the people around him were singing and being very, very calm. And I think that really changed how things happened. So I can understand how someone could look at civil disobedience and see that as escalating to a more violent encounter.
So, Dave, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
On the vandalism of public property, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, that's a little different because it does, you know, when it comes down to things like vandalism. I mean, I'm kind of in the middle about that. You know, I see where, you know, he was coming from, but it's also, you know, if public property has to be repaired by tax money as well.
What if someone uses something that could be removed easily?
Like chalk?
Like chalk or a sticker?
And that's funny that you say that, because in Las Vegas we had some people from the local cop block who chalked right in front of the police station, you know, that's washable chalk. So, no, I mean, something like that, it was ridiculous. They ended up dropping the charges just because they got so much publicity. I mean, they were charged with a felony. They brought out, like, the power washer because they wanted it to have to cost over a certain amount of money so they could file certain charges. And, no, in a situation like that, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's washable chalk that kids use. But I guess it all depends. But in the situation even that Ian was talking about, even in that situation, it's something that, you know, kind of escalates in the moment. I mean, for somebody to compare it to something that's, you know, planned that purposely is going to hurt innocent people, you know, is totally different than even if there is some civil disobedience and it does escalate and something happens, it's all in the moment of, you know, things that would happen and that, as opposed to, you know, comparing it to somebody who's, you know, killed hundreds of people and they knew they were killing hundreds of people and they thought about it and they planned it. So that's kind of what I'm saying with that is, yeah, there could be some issues of civil disobedience that escalate in the moment, but, you know, that's totally different than just saying, oh, yeah, someone's going to plan to, you know, kill hundreds of innocent people.
Well, what if someone put stickers on parking meters as sort of a form of protest?
Yeah, that's fine. I know that was going on up in New Hampshire. I don't have a problem with that either. I mean, I thought it was funny.
I want to just describe a little bit further about what you're talking about, Daryl. There was a post that I made on freekeen.com within the last few days, because there now it's pretty fresh. There were the presumably haters, but it could have been a Liberty person, I suppose, who was doing this.
Probably not.
I don't think so, but you don't know. We don't know who the culprit is, but they were going to different parking meters in town and placing stickers. Some of them were over top of the coin slot on the parking meter, and it's got a picture, kind of a cartoon picture of somebody's butt cheeks. And it says, insert for Ian Bernard Freeman's ego here, with a little hand pointing to the butt crack. So I guess the idea
was... Presumably you put the coin in the butt.
In the butt crack, right. Presumably they'd placed the butt crack over the actual coin slot. And then to the right of that, it says, Robin Hooders are villains. And I posted this as, you know, the title, Robin Hood Hater Vandalizes Parking Meters. And I thought it was funny. I mean, when I saw it, I thought this was a pretty funny thing.
Yes.
But I think that from their perspective, it's counterproductive in that if you are a hater and it's your job to hate on the Robin Hooders, which seems to be the point of this vandalism, that putting the sticker up would be one thing, but putting it in a way that actually obscures the process of trying to put money in a meter could be seen as an inconvenience by the people who are just trying to pay the meter to go and do business downtown.
Now, if they would have cut a hole in the sticker so that you could then very easily place your coin,
that would have been thoughtful. Yeah, I think that would have been thoughtful had they done that. I think that would have bought them some extra points. But also, there's the inconvenience that they're actually making the parking enforcers' jobs more difficult because they had to remove the stickers. And, Daryl, you said removing the stickers would be easy, but not in all cases. In a lot of cases, removing a sticker can leave a lot of residue. It can be very, very difficult.
So depends on what type of adhesive.
It depends on the adhesive. It depends on how long the sticker's been there. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It wasn't very well thought out, I don't think, in this case. But there's more coming up here. Civil disobedience. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up with what you want here on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username LRN.FM. With you here on Free Talk Live tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can take control here. You can bring up what you want. Still to come, Daryl has a letter from a congressman. This is apparently advocating the banning of the U.S. dollar. I hope we get a chance to share that with you,
yes.
But your call's coming first here, so we're going to go back to the phones and the fun. And then I also have some comments about the idea of vandalism being civil disobedience. I don't think that it is, but we'll get to that here in a moment. In most cases, I don't think that it is. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. We got another Dave. This one is in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind?
I am very, very angry about a certain website that degrades women. Okay, the site is called fakes.bitch.com, and there's also one called fakersclub.com. They both
what is degrade. What is a fakers club? What is that?
It's called, well, fakes.bitch.com and fakersclub.com. They both degrade women. You go on the site and you ask people to fake your wife, your girlfriend, sister, daughter, whatever, to have them make them look naked, put pictures, you know, make them rude, make them look like they're giving blowjobs or whatever, something. But it's a disgusting site. They do it out of the enjoyment to degrade women. It's disgusting. I hate it.
So is this something where, like, okay, so I'm on the fakersclub.com, and it appears to be a forum, and there's like a bunch of pictures kind of scrolling across the top. So I guess what you're saying is that people are taking a headshot of their ex-girlfriend or something like that, and then inserting that via Photoshop with maybe some level of skill or not so much, and, you know, attempting to make that person look as though they were in some sort of naked picture or sexual picture. Is that right?
Yeah, and if you also go to fakesthebitch.com, it's also basically like the same thing. They Photoshop people, and it's disgusting. You know, they take people, you know, they take their head and put it onto like other people's bodies, and they make it.
Yeah,
look,
I get where you're coming from, Dave, and I thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free number. How do you feel about this, Daryl? I mean, is it offensive?
I don't know. People are going to try finding naked pictures of women because that's what guys do. There's any number of websites where you can type it. Just pick a celebrity, type in the name,
and then put in naked.
Type nude or naked, and there's going to be pictures.
Some will
Most
be
of
real.
Those are probably not going to be real.
Some will, some won't.
But people have, you know, taken the time to put Lindsay Lohan's face on somebody else's body, and
some are fairly persuasive. Like, they are very well done. The lighting is appropriate, and the photoshopping was good.
If you don't like it, don't go to the website.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I don't think there's really anything you can do about this. There are some people who are concerned with not so much the idea of taking an ex-girlfriend's head and putting it on some sort of porn pic. But, you know, there are actually a lot of pictures that people have taken of their girlfriends or boyfriends in sexual positions, sort of amateur pornography, that are real, you know, that they didn't fake them. And then after the person has broken up with the other, they then post that picture on some sort of what they call revenge porn website. And there, you know, there's some controversy about that as well. You know, should people be able to get in trouble for doing something like that? And I don't think that, while I don't think legally it should be actionable, I do think that it's tacky.
It's definitely scummy.
Yeah, and I don't think that you should do that to somebody. But on the other hand, you know, if you take naked pictures of yourself and you're taking them with somebody who is your lover at the time, you should know. You know, you should be aware somewhere, not just in the back of your mind, but front burner should be the consideration that, do I think this relationship is going to last forever? And do I think that if the relationship doesn't last forever, that there's a chance that it might end badly? And if so, is there the chance that the person who formerly loved me and appreciated me and now is angry is going to release the photos that or video that I've taken? And I think that people should be cautious
about
that.
If it's the first thing on your mind of, is this person going to break up with me and be angry with me?
Yeah.
You probably should not be in that relationship.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but...
If you don't trust your partner, you should not be in that relationship.
No, Daryl, I disagree. I think that you can trust your partner, and then people change, right? So you can trust your partner, and their partner can be very, very upfront and trustworthy and has earned that trust or whatever, and seems like they're on the up and up. But then if they get a bug up their butt and they decide they don't like you anymore for whatever reason, because people change, right?
Maybe, I'm not saying people don't change, but you're saying the first thing you should think about before taking, you know, pictures for your girlfriend, or if you're a, you know, woman taking some, you know, seductive pictures for your boyfriend, is, oh no, what's going to happen if we break up and he gets mad at me?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the first thing that you're thinking of when you're trying to do something romantic for your partner, you should not be in that relationship.
Well, I think it's a realistic consideration, and I
it
think
should
people
be
should.
In the back of your mind.
Yeah,
it should not
same
be
thing
the
with marriage.
First thing
I'm sorry,
you
man.
Think about.
People are so litigious these days. Same thing with marriage. I think that you really need to think about prenuptial agreements before you get into marriage. I get the whole be romantic thing, and that's cool, and I can appreciate that. But there's just too many instances of people screwing each other after the fact, and I would be very, very concerned with something like that happening. If I were worried about, you know, a naked picture going out online, you know, if you don't want naked pictures going out online to people you don't know,
don't take
the picture, right? You know, so your first thought shouldn't be, oh, I want to make this person happy by sending him a picture of me naked or a video of me playing with myself or something like that. Your first thought should be, would I want to see this on revenge porn websites in the future? And that's not because you don't trust the person that you're in a relationship with. It's because you understand that that person won't necessarily be the same person in 5 or 10 years. Maybe they'll love you more than they did, at this point in time, and this will never be an issue, or maybe they'll always respect you even though you've broken up. I have very great relationships with my ex-girlfriends. We're on great terms, all of them. So I'm not concerned about that. But when I was breaking up with them, I thought about things that, you know, well, will this make this breakup go smoother? Because I would like the breakup to go smoother. I don't want somebody to be nasty and vitriolic towards me in the future and whatever that might mean. So, like, one of the things I've always done is given up the pet. You know, if we've ever had pets together, I love those pets very much, and I would have liked to have kept them. But I also want a breakup to go smoothly. So you can have the pet, lady. It's your pet now. So I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking about the future and being aware
that's
of
not what I'm saying.
Realistic. You're saying if you're thinking about the future, you shouldn't be
no,
in a relationship with somebody.
I'm saying if that's the first thing that you think about. You're saying that anytime you take a naked photo for somebody, the first thought should be what's going to happen when we break up. I'm saying if that's your first thought, not your 500th thought or your 50th thought, if that is your first thought, you're in a bad relationship.
855-450-FREE, that's the ProXPN toll-free line. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want here on this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everything from the charges being dropped against artist Issam for his drone bombing NYPD artwork. That's great news. We talked about that. Civil disobedience, Tim McVeigh. Are they on a continuum? And I want to come back to that question here in a little bit. And, of course, we'll take your calls here at 855-450-FREE. We ended up talking about what's called revenge porn. When somebody breaks up with another person, they have porn pictures or, you know, amateur porn video or something that they shot. They then release it to the internet or spread it around to school or something like that. And that led you to making a statement, Daryl, which I'd like to say something else to, but we've got to get to tell you about Quantum Vibe Volume 2. Will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? Well, possibly. It depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist and his hard-drinking sidekick, continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular liberty-themed sci-fi adventure webcomic, which updates daily at BigHeadPress.com. You can go there and read it for free. And their latest volume, which features 161 full-color pages, and they do some very nice printing work there, by the way, at Big Head Press. I've read a couple of their read a couple of their compendiums while I was in jail, and I loved them. You can go and get them over at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher at BigHeadPress.com. But if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can click into Amazon and then just go and search for Quantum Vibe, and you can grab the book that way, and that way Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So get your shopping done and get your Big Head Press comics, including Quantum Vibe Volume 2, at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your statement, Daryl, was that if your first thought when your lover wants to make amateur porn with you is whether or not they might release that to the internet later on, that you're not in a good relationship and you should leave it. Was that essentially your statement earlier?
I didn't say amateur porn. I said if your first thought when taking a photo of yourself
naked.
Yes.
Okay, you're not considering that amateur pornography?
All right. No, fine. I'm not.
All right.
So I'm considering that
just a naked photo.
Either just a naked photo or art.
I agree with you. Generally, naked photos are not considered pornography. But nonetheless, people are very, very upset, some of them, when they get released to the internet without their consent. And I don't think it means that you're in a bad relationship, in the same way that I don't think that when you want to have sex with somebody with whom you're in a relationship, if you think to put on a condom first, that means that you're in a bad relationship either. There are certain thoughts that are protective of oneself, and it doesn't mean that you don't trust the other person. It doesn't mean that you're not interested or loving towards that other person. It just means that you know that there are certain realities in life and that you want to protect yourself from those things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I completely understand that some people aren't comfortable taking naked photos of themselves. That's fine. But the way you worded it of your first thought should be what happens when we break up and this person is mad at me, if that is the first thought.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I'm saying that's equivalent to or tantamount to somebody having or, the, you know, you're, I think you're.
I don't want to get you pregnant, so I'm going to wrap it up is not the same as what's going to happen when you break up with me and hate me.
Aren't you ruining the romance? I mean, weren't you suggesting that by having that being your first, having a cautious thought being your first thought is ruining the romantic mood?
No.
I
didn't
say
all cautious thoughts. I
just
said
that one.
The thought of what happens when we break up and this person hates me. If that is the first thought, then you probably should not be in that relationship.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jared listening in Battle Creek. You're on Free Talk Live, Jared.
Hey, yeah, talking about the having that first thought of whether or not this relationship's going to last, a lot of the problem with this whole revenge porn thing is that a lot of these people are young. And a disturbingly large number of them are under 18 with pictures ending up online. And these people, a lot of them are in relationships where they know it's not going to last more than a week. And yet
I don't know if they know that. Do you think that high schoolers know that?
I'm only 20. I'm relatively recently out of high school, and quite a few of the people that I went to school with now enter into relationships with that kind of mindset. To the 1 week or one night relationship.
So there you're saying that a lot of them do know it. Unfortunately, we're getting into a real bad sell with you, and it's hard to understand, but thank you, Jared, for sharing your thoughts tonight. If you know the relationship's not going to last, it's a terrible idea to take naked pictures. If you're concerned with that, I tend to think that, you know, there's so many naked pictures online, who's going to ever see yours, right? Like, what are the odds that your boss is going to see your picture? I suppose with revenge porn, maybe they're frequently posting the person's name, so therefore in a Google search the porn might actually come up. So I guess there's, you know, some legitimate concern there, considering the kind of puritanical society that we have, and that some people in certain business relationships might not want their workers doing that sort of thing. But just to kind of go back to the point, I guess I disagree with you, Daryl. I don't think that, and I totally understand the point that you're making. You're saying that if your first thought is that this person could do something bad with the naked pictures or pornography or whatever it is that you've done together, or that you might do together, that if the first thought is that the person might do something bad, that means you don't trust the person, and that's a bad relationship. And I think that a lot of people don't trust
somebody when they first get into a relationship with them.
Then when you first get into the relationship with them, don't take naked photos of yourself.
Right. That's all I'm saying. It's a terrible idea to do this when you know. You should know there's a chance it won't work out. It doesn't mean that you're not hoping for it to work out. It doesn't mean that you don't think the person's wonderful and everything is just peachy. There have been so many relationships where things have just gone swimmingly in the beginning for people, and then things have gone terribly at the end of those relationships. I don't think it's wrong to see that as a possibility for the future. I don't think you want to live into that possibility. I don't think you want to be paranoid and think constantly that the person is trying to stab you in the back or anything like that. I think building trust is
important. That's actually what I thought you were trying to say is, you know, like you should always think what's going to happen when we break up. And, like, just
no,
be
I said,
focused
I said that you should be aware that breaking up is a possibility.
You and said it should the be question, the first thought in your mind.
Well, yeah, because if you don't think about that sort of thing, then you might just go ahead and take those pictures, and then you may regret that later on when it's too late. So you either think about it beforehand or not. Okay, so whether it's your first thought or your third thought, I think that, let me just clarify, if you don't think about that prior to taking the pictures, then I think you're making a mistake.
I will agree with that.
Right,
I just
enough.
Disagree that it should be the first thought.
Okay. So if it's the third thought, then it's okay with you.
If it's still your, better
if
than
if
like
fourth thought,
the first thought.
So
of,
the first thought could be,
oh,
really
hi, honey, I made your supper. What's going to happen if they poison my supper? If my spouse hates
that's pretty
me
ridiculous.
And they poisoned my supper, that's, should I eat this food?
That's pretty paranoid. I mean, wouldn't you say that's pretty paranoid?
Yes, it's paranoid. Yeah.
I don't think it's as paranoid to believe that someone would share a porn picture or a naked picture that somebody took. Because it's fairly common. That happens a lot. Whereas food poisoning, not so much.
Here's a hint. Don't give naked photos to somebody that you don't trust to keep them to themselves.
No kidding. But what I'm saying is even if you trust them today, that doesn't mean the person will end up being trustworthy. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Fred is listening to WYOO in Panama City. Hey, Fred.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, well, it just comes down to the thing I've got going on with porn stuff. Who cares, all right? We got more important things going on in the world. But the point I
who cares about what?
About revenge porn.
I don't want to put words in his mouth. Who cares about what, Fred?
Yeah, the revenge porn and stuff. The point I want to get across to people is, you know, everybody complains about the price of gas, cost of goods, and all that. As a commercial trucking company owner, we give the people, you know, something to think about. Why don't they just stay home on the first two weekends of each month? Do a test with people. Stay home the first two weekends of each month. Get your friends to do it. And the price of gas would drop by $1 a gallon.
We'll come back in a moment here, Fred, if you want to continue that discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got listening options, so you can get tuned into our streams. They are available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams. Broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show are available. We've got radio stations, over 140 great stations that air the show at various points throughout the week. Coast to coast. You can get our list of our stations over at listen.freetalklive.com, plus satellite listening details that will allow you to get tuned into our free-to-air satellite channel, which means you can get Free Talk Live and the other great LRN.FM shows, which includes Daryl's Peace, Love, Liberty Radio and others, by satellite across Central and North America. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get tuned in that way. Listen.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Fred in Mariana, Florida, listening to WYOO-FM. Now, Fred, you said you don't think the revenge topic is a revenge porn topic is very interesting, so you wanted to talk about gas prices, and that's what you can do here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. So you were saying that you thought that if people would stay home 2 weekends out of a month, that that would be enough to make it so that gas prices would drop a dollar per gallon, and you said that you run a, was it a logistics company? What was it?
I have a commercial trucking company, a security company, and a logistics company. I have a master's degree, and I have a 154 IQ and 4 published books. The thing that I'm putting across to people is don't buy any gasoline until Tuesday nights or Wednesdays. That's when you're going to find your cheapest gasoline prices. Supply and demand, people. Turn around, and if you do not buy gasoline and you stay home that the first weekend of the month and the weekend following the 15th of the month, that's usually when most people get their checks from the government or whether on welfare or whatever, what have you, okay? If they would just stay home those weekends, that would cause a surplus of gasoline. I have major stock in with the gasoline and oil companies, and I've looked at this stuff. I challenge people, go out and do it yourself. It's not that hard to do. Just do it in your local community.
What percentage of people would need to not buy gas for it to actually affect the price?
The average household person. You know, depending on how many cars you got on.
My commercial okay,
that's not an answer to the question.
So anything that requires everyone to do something is not a good idea generally.
It's not also possible.
To drop the fuel price down, you would have to have at least 28% of the population to do that.
28%?
Right? Okay.
One out of four. Yeah. You know, it's an interesting theory, but eventually they're all going to have to buy up anyway, right? So, I mean, they're going to buy
it on Tuesday
at some point. You're saying if they buy later on, the price will be down, but won't it shoot up if all of a sudden everybody starts buying on Tuesday and Wednesday?
Hey, you know, however people want to do it. My trucks are home every weekend, okay? It doesn't make any sense to go out there. Diesel fuel prices are sky high right now. Diesel is the lowest grade of fuel you can get out of oil. The only thing that makes it go higher is all the taxes put in with it. If big companies run their trucks over the weekends, all that does is drive the supply and demand up. If you look at the gas prices and the way things go on it, if you buy your gasoline on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, that's your cheapest cost you're going to find anywhere in the United States.
But that's an interesting tip, and Fred, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As far as convincing people to stop going out on the weekends, I don't think that's going to be particularly helpful. But I think that if you really, you know, if it really is true what he's saying, and that is gas prices are the cheapest on those days, it would make sense if you have the ability to plan purchasing your gasoline, if you're that good at sort of planning your week out, that you should do that. And it's probably true that there will never be enough people who are that good at planning to where there will be a big drive or demand on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Statistically, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are lighter travel days. And I know this because I worked for an airline for 4 years, and we would actually have fewer flights on Tuesdays and Wednesdays than we did the other 7 days or the other 5 days of the week. So, you know, people do travel less on Tuesday, meaning that it's generally cheaper because the demand isn't as high. So, yeah, it's a good piece of advice. If you can buy gas on Tuesday or Wednesday, do it.
I'll take that. And yeah, I like good tips, and that's a good one. ManVentureOutpost.com is another good tip. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, they carry the brand names that you want at the lowest prices. Handguns, long guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and they have the lowest prices 7 days a week. You can go and check out for yourself those prices and the selection. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's go to Scott. Listening in Toronto, you're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a really big fan of your show, and I really appreciate your whole network and what you've
Thanks.
Done for the whole liberty movement.
We do what we can.
You give a lot. You should be proud of yourself.
All right. Well, thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, Scott.
I work from home, so I listen to you guys like all day long. I'm streaming you guys through your website right now, which sounds great. But I normally listen to you guys through your iTunes stream. That's how I found you one day. I was just looking through the talk radio when I saw Free Talk Live, and I've been a big fan ever since. But for the past week, your Free Talk Live stream, the LFN.FM stream, and even Stephen Mullen News Free Domain Radio stream has all been blank. They haven't been broadcasting. I was just wondering.
That's LRN.FM. Are you talking about, just to clarify, you know, first of all, on air is probably the worst place to do technical support.
Yes.
But just to clarify your question, there is a difference between a stream. An audio stream on the internet is live audio that is being sent in a kind of manner that you can listen close to live. But a podcast is different from a stream. Are you saying that the podcast is what's broken or that the streams aren't working?
No, I don't know what a podcast is. I'm not talking about. I'm just talking about your live on-air station.
So here's what I'd recommend. Send your technical support issues to ian@freetalklive.com via email, and I'll do my best to address them. There have been a couple of complaints about the streams recently. I haven't really had a good chance to check out what's going on, but it, from all my indicators, it looks like everything's up and running. So it may be a problem with iTunes, but regardless, if you've got a technical difficulty with Free Talk Live, the best thing to do is just email it to me.
Might actually be TuneIn instead of iTunes.
Well, you could try TuneIn if you want. TuneIn is a great service. It's something that allows you to listen to Free Talk Live and the LRN.FM streams via any cell phone. I mean, whether it's BlackBerry, iPhone, Android phone, Windows phone, there's a TuneIn app for every cell phone brand, and it makes it really easy. So, but still, regardless, send your technical support requests to me at ian@freetalklive.com. I'll do my best to look at it. And thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's continue. Ross is listening to WDNG in Anniston, Alabama. Hey, Ross.
Yes, sir. How are you tonight, guys?
Great. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Got a little story on parking meters up in Chicago. Back when Chicago was really busy back better than 10 years ago, treated very well. I was a local IBW member working in town in there. But anyway, parking at a building downtown and with the parking meters, and I pulled in and the parking meter wasn't working. Okay. So anyway, I tried to put money in. It didn't work. And then I caught a ticket on it. So I was really ticked off, and I took a big cardboard line and I wired it on the parking meter. That how dumb the cop was, and they had et cetera, and it hung out there for a week, I guess, until he finally come back and done it. But then I took the ticket downtown, and they let me go on the ticket.
How did that happen? Because you wanted to challenge it, they dropped the ticket?
Yeah, well, I mostly challenged every. The other one, I'll tell you another one. This is another one that was in Florida, and this one's really, really, really bad. On 22nd Avenue in Florida, the cops control the parking lights in front of the school to go down to the plaza down there. And what they do is they sit out there with about 20 cops and they just write up tickets because they have the signs and everything. I got a ticket on there because I come across the highway and made a right-hand turn and got like a $200 or $300 ticket going 26 and a 15, which I wasn't even in the zone. And I couldn't figure out why I got it. So I went in the school and I said, well, who is running this system inside the school down in here? For the lights out in front. And they said, well, it's run by the police department downtown. And I said, well, there's no school today. This is on a day when there's no school. So they control the meters downtown, and they left them on for 2 hours, and they line up and write thousands of dollars in tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I was the only one that challenged it.
I bet you were.
I fought it in court. And I won.
And did you win?
Yeah, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that, Ross. Thank you. Very empowering. I appreciate your story. Thanks for the call tonight, man. That's what you got to do. Most people won't do it, though. Most people will not challenge any ticket ever because it feels like an inconvenience to them. They just want to pay it and get it over with. But in a lot of cases, they're BSing you. They have no case. They've written an illegal ticket, but you'll never find out if you don't take it to court, you don't challenge it. There's more coming up here in moments. Enough time for your calls and thoughts. And hour number three, which is next, here on Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.